Today is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, I Need to Swallow. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I missed my post because I had to swallow. Don't you hate that? I'm going to turn the music down just a little bit more. I was in a meeting until 6.05 p.m. And then I made the mistake of checking my work email again. And then someone messaged me in Slack at work. And so it is now 6.18 and I was just able to switch my computer monitor over to I'm off work mode and into podcasting mode. So, you know, I do have another coming out story to tell you guys. Today is June 3rd, and I have come out again. I don't really know if it was coming out. So one of the developers on one of my teams. So as I've said, I'm a product manager. So I deal with engineering and I say, hey, engineering, this is what features we need. And this is the priority and this is what it needs to look like and yada, yada, yada. And then the developers say, no, we can't do that. It takes too much time and too many resources and we don't have enough engineers. And but anyway, I was having a meeting with one of my developers and he's the tech lead of this particular product. And I like him. Like, he's a really nice guy. We get along. But he's a Mormon. I know he's a Mormon. Look, I don't have any problem with Mormons. Mormons are great people. But I know that there are some Mormons, a lot of Mormons, who don't like the gay folks. And I have a couple of people. We have a lot of Mormons that work for Walmart. I don't really know why that is. I don't know if we recruit at BYU or like what the case may be. But because since I started working from home, some of you are aware that I have a fairly fancy looking setup, my studio. I have my professional microphone, but I also have acoustic foam that's black and blue, acoustic foam that's kind of on the wall in a pattern. And I have, you know, a nice camera because sometimes I go on YouTube, and so I have a nice camera. And I bought a switcher, a video switcher, just to play with, really. And so now that I've been working from home for a year, I get this question all the time. Why do you have such a fancy setup? And, you know, I get that question a lot. And generally they'll say, why do you have such a fancy setup? And I'll say, oh, you know, audio and video is a hobby of mine. Or I may say, I'm a podcaster. But then if they say, oh, what could I hear you on? I will say, oh, well, I don't like to give that out at work. Because I talk about work on my podcast for one thing. But the other thing is, you know, some of them may not be gay friendly, or I may cuss and maybe they don't, you know, I live in a very conservative area, or I may say something sexual, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, if only I had come up with a fake name when I started this podcasting thing. I was always so proud. I was like, I am so proud that I use my real name. I'm nothing like Taylor the Latte Boy who hides behind a fake name. And now I'm like, I can't tell people I podcast because then they're going to Google me and they're going to find all my shows. So it doesn't really matter. They're just going to Google me and find my shows. But, you know, that's already, what is the horse is already out of the barn or whatever. The barn door is already open. I don't know. There's a saying. So he asks me today. I know he's a Mormon. I've never talked to him about Mark, about my gay situation, any of that stuff. But he's a very nice guy. I mean, we get along great. At least I think so. So we're having a lovely chat today, and he says, yeah, you have a really nice setup. You have really, you have a really good microphone, and you have like all of this stuff and lighting and all of this, you know, whatever. And he's like, what do you do? Like, what's your, I mean, why do you have all that? And so I wasn't even thinking. I said, oh yeah, yeah, I podcast, you know. And then he goes, I mean, it's always the next question. And then he says, oh, well, what do you do? Is there anything that I can? And then I'm like, oh, crap. You know, what? Now I have to tell him what I, you know, now I have to either tell him my standard line of, well, you know, it's nothing that I want to announce at work. So, and I know he can Google me. You know, he could be like, Google Adam Burns podcaster or something. I don't know. I've never tried. I don't Google myself, but I'm sure my parents did one time. And I think my YouTube channel came up that I don't really post anything to anymore. But anyway, so I think the Mix Minus episodes that we've been doing recently are now on my YouTube channel. Whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I'm 42 years old. Oh my goodness. Why can't I just be honest with everyone? And why can't, I mean, if people don't like my podcasts or what I talk about, fine. You know, I don't understand myself sometimes. But anyway, so I had to make a split decision. And I was thinking, you know, my inner monologue was, well, Adam, he's a Mormon. Do you mention that you do a show called Geeky Gay? Or do you say, oh, I do a show called Mix Minus with my friend? But then he looks it up and, you know, sees that it's a bunch of gay folks. Or like, what do I do? And so, and again, this was a split second decision. And I decided, oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to focus on the specific podcast that I do. I'm going to talk about the fact that I built a podcasting network with my friend. And so I say, oh, well, yeah. I'm like, well, you know, I started a podcasting network about 15 years ago with a friend of mine called Pride 48. And it focuses on LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts. I mean, I felt like I was doing the intro to my show or the whatever. Not the intro to my show, the outro. And it all kind of just spilled out of my mouth. I don't even know if I made a decision or it just kind of spilled out of my mouth. And he goes, oh, cool. You know? And I said, yeah, we do. I mean, we do live streaming events and we do in-person events. We used to meet in Las Vegas and now we meet in New Orleans. And I'm like, there's not really, I said, and I do a couple of podcasts. And but here's where this is funny. I don't know why. For whatever reason, I was like, oh, I can't tell him Geeky Gay or Mix Minus because I talk about work and I talk about sex and whatever. And so I said, well, I do this Big Brother recap podcast. And I also do a Survivor recap, but I'm like, we're not recording right now because neither one of those are going on right now. And he's like, oh, I just watched. Anyway, we never talked about the fact that I'm gay, but I literally told him that I run a gay podcasting network. So I feel like that was kind of coming out. And we continued our conversation for another 15 minutes, but he never really. So now I don't know. I'm like, is this going to affect our working relationship now? When he got off the call, did he talk to his wife about me? Did they pray for me? You know, oh, I really liked this product manager at work, but he came out to me today and told me he runs a gay podcasting network. And now I have to work with this filthy animal. Let's pray for him, honey. Because, I mean, I know the general consensus among Mormons is that gay people are going to hell, right? Or they like excommunicate gay people. But they're so nice. Like Mormons are so nice. Anytime you meet a Mormon, they're just the nicest people in the world. I don't know. But bottom line is, I'm pretty sure I came out to him. I'm on a roll. You know, I've come out to my manager this week. Now I've come out to a tech lead on one of my projects, my products. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just going to keep this ball rolling and, you know, maybe who knows? I mean, I came out to that girl, that lady the other day when she told me she liked my energy. So I'm just coming out to everybody. So, absolutely nothing has gone on this week. I know I focused a lot on, I told you guys that we planted flowers over the long weekend, and then that's pretty much all that we've done. So we, you know, we were able to download the MasterChef episodes. And then I was trying to think, are there any other TV shows that I can't get? Like, if I wanted to buy them, I could not buy them. And so I'm thinking, oh, you know, and then Mark's like, oh, no, we've got to get rid of those programs and stop. You know, we've got to just stop because we don't want the cops knocking at our door. And I know Gary on from Phoenix, from Rainbow Vista, said on Twitter, huh? Because I know yesterday's entire episode was some people who don't know all the technology was like probably really confusing. But anyway, we started watching MasterChef Australia last night, and it was really fun. I mean, it was really lighthearted, and we enjoyed it. We had eggs and bacon for dinner. Oh, my God. I've done so bad since our Houston trip. I've just, my diet has gone out the window. You know, our meal, I did a good job. I mean, we had eggs and bacon are allowed on my Weight Watchers, but afterwards I was still hungry, and we had some ricotta cheese that I thought was so good, so I put ricotta on Ritz crackers with olives and had a big plate of that for a snack afterwards. I don't even want to weigh this weekend. All right, for more episodes you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts, that's where it goes, at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.